The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Once when Jesus was praying in solitude, and the disciples were with him, he asked them, "Who do the crowds say that I am?" They said in reply, "John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others one of the ancient prophets has arisen." Then he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter said in reply, "The Christ of God." He rebuked them and directed them not to tell this to anyone. He said, "The Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised." The Gospel of the Lord. Are you familiar with the story called The Ugly Duckling? Written in 1843 by Hans Christian Andersen. It's a very compelling tale about a small bird's search for his true identity. He's born in a barnyard with a bunch of ducks. And because he looks different from them, he's abused and mistreated verbally and physically by them. He flees the barnyard to live with wild ducks, but hunters slaughter those ducks, so again he's alone. He finds a home with an old woman, but the woman's cat and hen tease him mercilessly, so he runs away from them. He's found by a farmer, but the farmer's noisy children frighten the bird, and again he sets out alone. You know, that sounds just like my experience in the last three parishes I was in. Finally, he spends the winter by himself. And in the spring, he is found by swans who accept him. As he looks into a pond and sees his own reflection, he realizes that he has grown into a beautiful swan himself. The story, of course, is not really about ducks, but about human beings. We are invited to see ourselves in the ugly duckling. At first, we try to be like those around us, sometimes accepted, sometimes rejected and ridiculed, until we finally find our true selves. The key ingredient for self-discovery, however, is solitude. Again and again, the duckling found himself alone. Without solitude, we'll never know our true selves. In the gospel today, we see Jesus seeking that same solitude. And what question arises in Jesus' mind as he prays in solitude? He asks his disciples, "Who do the crowd say that I am?" Like the ugly duckling and every human being, Jesus undergoes the agonizing search for himself. But with this difference, Jesus didn't ask that question for his benefit. He asked it for the sake of his disciples. He wanted them to see that only in solitude do you begin to see yourself as you really are, a unique and unrepeatable child of God. Without solitude, you will never find yourself. Let me ask you, have you found your true self? Or are you like the ugly duckling, still looking for others to tell you who you are? Sometimes we let our peers, our friends and family tell us who we are, so we try to be like them. We wear the same clothes. We listen to the same music. We read the same books. We cheer for the same football team until they start losing. Sometimes we let our awards and our accomplishments tell us who we are. We rest on our laurels, thinking we have found ourselves. But my friends, you are more than all these things. Indeed, you are infinitely more, because you are a child of God. Take time to be alone like Jesus. Only in solitude can you peer into that pond of self-awareness and see how beautiful you are, like the swan. You are created in the image and likeness of God. Without solitude, you will never know who you are. Praised be Jesus Christ.